Exploring science in the sea. Look, down in the water, it's a cow, it's an elephant, it's a mermaid, or maybe it's something that's been described as all three, a manatee. Manatees aren't the cutest of sea creatures. In fact, they're also known as sea cows. A manatee's body looks like a big cushion with a stubby snout at one end and a wide flipper at the other. And it has a drooping upper lip that sort of resembles the trunk of one of its closest cousins, the elephant. Yet manatees have a unique charm. They glide through the water gracefully, and they show great affection to each other. When seen from afar, their contours may have inspired the legends of mermaids. Manatees are the only plant-eating marine mammals. In a single day, an adult can gulp down about 100 pounds of seagrass, mangrove leaves, and algae, about a tenth of its body weight. There are three species of manatee found in the Amazon, off West Africa, and in the Caribbean Sea and Gulf of Mexico. Most of those in the Gulf congregate in Florida, where the water stays warm year-round. But while the water may feel good, it's not all that safe. Development has destroyed much of the manatee's habitat. Fishing lines and nets sometimes entangle them, and boats frequently smash into them. As a result, the Florida manatee is endangered. Manatees don't start breeding until they're 10 years old or older, so it takes a long time to rebuild the population. Conservationists are concerned that without more aggressive protection, this inoffensive creature could soon vanish. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute. We're on the web at scienceandthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley. Today on Science in the Sea.
Shut up, Holly. Not until next week. Go away. Go away. Back in the hole.
I'd appreciate your input.
Except Holly's. We're done with her. Sea cows.
And that was the tail end of the same track.
Yeah. You know what I was just thinking? Sea cows give off sea methane. Oh, you think the environmentalists are bad now above ground? They're going to be down there with spears out of a Thunderball movie trying to wipe out the sea cows.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Hey, I think I said this earlier, but not on the air. I was reading a great article that showed mathematically about the atmosphere and CO2 and global warming.
Yeah.
And the guy pointed out that it's not the quantity of any given gas. It is the density of the atmosphere that determines the heating effect. He said, we can dump out all the CO2 we could possibly make, and we're not going to appreciably change the density of the atmosphere, so it's not going to affect the temperature on the Earth. Get over it. It can't happen.
By the way, Radioactive says sea burgers are made from sea cows. Somewhere there's a dude in a scuba suit about 40 feet down off the coast, and he's figuring out a way to light a grill underwater. Four gas burners just going, let's see if we can do something with them cows. Oh, sea cows with freaking lasers on top of their heads. Oh, that's funny. Mention Jimmy Buffett and they start talking about manatees. Yeah, there you go. Sea burger in paradise. I didn't even bring that up for the sole reason I didn't know what was coming out of the gate. I just played the first thing there, you know? That's funny. By the way, if you haven't noticed, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security has had a trial this week of a laser missile Dazzler defense on airlines, passed another milestone with armaments maker BAE Systems announcing that its Jedi...
Get it? Jedi?
Gear has made its first scheduled passenger flight. Be one with the back tail of the plane, Luke. Jedi-equipped plane, a Boeing 767, operated by American Airlines, made a routine trip from New York to Los Angeles this week. BAE Systems worked closely with DHS and the airline industry to develop an effective response system to potential terrorist threats. Says Bert Kirsten. Jedi program... Program Director for BAE Systems in New Hampshire says, it took a combination of ingenuity, perseverance to get to the point, and everyone involved is proud of the results. Except for that man with the severed hand over there. Two for American 767s will also be equipped with JEDI for the trial, which is designed to find out the effects of the gear on airline operations and finances. You know, this is 601.
Yeah. Well, you know, in some parts of the country, that's JEDI Clampett.
Yeah. That's Southwest. No, I'm kidding. Come and listen to my story about a man named Herb. No, just kidding. No, but think about it. They just wanted to complain about jet fuel, right? Yeah. So what does U.S. Air do? They chuck 500 pounds of movie system off the plane. So it'll save weight, right? Save fuel.
Yeah.
So what do? You turn around and gain the 500 pounds back by the big freaking JEDI.
Hey, what? We just throw the passengers off. They'll save a lot of fuel that way.
There you go. Five passengers. Hey, but in the interest of defense, we're knocking you five off the plane. That's just ridiculous.
Hey, they've already gotten rid of the food on the planes. What do they need the flight crew for anymore?
Exactly. They can get rid of them. Well, no, they got to tell us where the exits are.
Hey, I was listening to a guy the other day that says, if you're flying along and this big yellow oxygen mask falls down in front of you and you don't put it on your face, you don't need to pass your DNA on.
Did you notice, though, that they didn't mention that they tested it, per se? What way would you need to test this? Shoulder-fired rocket missile. Okay, let's see if it... Those passengers would be just sitting there bringing their own peanuts on a flight or whatever, and all of a sudden, man, there's just stuff just flying up the cabin. Don't understand why they're flying the way they are. Oh, it's okay, fans. A little turbulence here. Just pay no attention. It's maneuvers, Jack. It ain't turbulence.
We're just testing the missile avoidance.
The initial missile avoidance system.
No, we're just testing it.
Yeah, that's my drunk pilot up
front. No big deal.
The initial missile testing pilot system, but I just thinking, yeah, okay, so I put this thing in the back. You flew from point A to point B without it blowing up or catching on fire. Hey, that's nice. But that don't help me when the Taliban wants to, you know, shoot a little greeting card upstairs. So I don't know, man. I think what they need to do is just get an F-16. Remember when, what was it, McDonnell Douglas and General Dynamics merged? No, it was Lockheed.
Lockheed bought General Dynamics Aircraft Division.
And you remember the little drawings that came out that were on the web about the new things would come out? And one of them was, you know, the famous plane was the Lockheed L-1011, right?
Yeah.
That they had in service. And it was the L-1011 was stretched out and had ejection seats and breakaway canopies.
Yeah.
We're going to get to this point. They're going to be taking an F-16, turn it into a stretch limo for 127 people, fuel efficient, and have chafe and anti-defense on the back end just to get from point A to point B. That's where I was going to end up going. You'd be sitting there going, you have to have, you know, the mask on all the time and ready for evasives anytime you try to fly to get into Heathrow or anywhere else for that matter. It's just getting to the point of ridiculousness. And you know, I was like, I didn't want to fly. I don't like flying unless I absolutely have to, but now it's just become such a pain in the butt. It costs twice as much, and they're not giving you anything for it, except for shut up, sit down, and maybe we won't lose your bag.
Yeah. So, if you pay us enough, we won't lose your bag.
If I could figure out a way to make the car fly over the pond and hit Gatwick, I'd be there.
Yeah, there is no train to Europe.
No train to Europe from here anyway. So, I don't know.
And there's pretty much no boat from here anymore.
And I won't be able to speak anything when I get there because when Obama gets in, he's going to make me learn Spanish.
Yeah, I'm
so
sorry.
I won't know what I'm saying when I'm over there.
I'm preparing for the worst presidency in history. And I say that no matter which one of them gets in.
You know, I've been thinking about this. And let me tell you, we're going to take a break. And I'm going to tell you, I'll vote for Obama on one condition. I'm going to tell you what it is, and it has to do with technology because, you know, I'm looking at these guys, and I'm thinking about technology. Who's going to butter my toast better in technology? Is it going to be McCain, or is it going to be Obama? And I thought about something, and I did the math, and I'm going to tell you when we get back, the only way that I will vote for Obama.
Well, I'll vote for whichever one promises to go to Mars. I don't say which one will send us to Mars, the one that promises to go.
If my vote works and the way I want the ticket paired, they will go to Mars. Obama might go just for the sheer hell of it.
I want to be the first one there.
And of course, the other half is I don't want them to come back.
He might let McCain drive the command module and just hang out in orbit.
I'll vote for the one that will immigrate to Mars.
I've been thinking about this, and I haven't heard one talk show person even mention it. So when we come back, I'm going to tell you what I think on what needs to be done. If I vote for the guy, if he wants my vote, I'm going to tell you what it is. I'll be right back.